Well, bonjour, motherfuckers. Bam. And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. Come and join me. Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm diddling myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours. And we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal, Jess Wood. Hello and bonjour, motherfuckers, again. Bonjour, bonjour. Como estas, you cute asses? How are you? Good evening, everyone. Good evening on this Friday evening, this big old Friday night. Yeah, that's right. I took a shower and got a little gussied for you on a Friday. Like, we're having a date right now. Do you even know we're dating? We're now officially dating. Hello, and welcome to Get Wood. How are ya? I want to thank you for being a delight this week and waiting until this Friday fucking night to hang out with me. Usually we meet on a Tuesday. We always say, see you next Tuesday. And this week it's a Fri-yay. Yeah, I said Fri-yay. Even though I am not a weekend warrior, I'm a worker on the weekends. Because as Loverboy said, everybody, I know you know what I was going to say, you cutie pies. They're all working for the weekend. So, you know, it's all right. Got a job. Blessed be got a job, baby. Anyways, hey, how is your week, my loves, my friends, my cutie pies, my McGee's? I have to just say, wow. Here's a couple of things that got learnted this week. Ready to go? Let's ret. All right. First of all, I want to start out with last night, and I want to talk about trusting yourself. All right, as you know, or maybe you don't, hello, my name is Jess Wood. I'm a comedian, I'm an actress, I'm a gun moll. If you don't know what that is, look it up, babies. Exciting and adventurous. I had a show last night that was a stand-up show that I was excited to go and do, but I didn't understand really what the theme was. And it was called Ha or Nah, a comedy joke lab. And I thought, well, what the hell is this all about? What's this about, science? And so it was in Little Italy. Oh, Fanghulli, a Little Italy. And that's a convenient, actually, place to go. So that was nice. And it was at a restaurant that apparently is the only female-owned and longest, oldest female-owned restaurant in the area. And this woman, I believe it was her that was there, a very loud woman, only when the microphone was plugged in. People were talking on the microphone, and then she was talking as loud as she could talk. It was very distracting. Anyway, it was a fucking delight because the hostess, this delightful gal, she said to me, Jess, I invited you here because I knew that you would be great at just going up and doing a bunch of new material. Now, if you know anything about comedy, new material is always like a little like, you gotta work that shit in around the old material. You know what I mean? You got a new piece of a story, you work it into an old story, and then hopefully it becomes an even bigger, better story. But here was the thing. I got a little nervous, you know, because I was second guessing my comedic skills. I don't know, my chops, my riffage, my riff percentage that I felt I could do. Because usually you sit and you write a little, well, if you're anything like me, a little anxious writing your set down, you know, and thinking, oh God, hope this works in this room. But what I decided to do last night, instead of stressing out, and I hope this all can be applied to life in general, instead of stressing the fuck out, I took the room in, I took in who was there, I took in the audience, I took in the other comedians, and I just made myself very present. And I thought, all right, you know what? I think this group could talk about some shit that I could talk about that we could just riff about. And remember, I've been doing comedy for a long time. So actually, trusting myself is probably the best thing that I could do. So here we go. Time for me to get on stage. Boopity boop. Time to close the show. How do you do? Well, I get up on there and I just open with, you know, what I love. Bonjour, motherfuckers. That's right. Because I figured, if anything, this crowd is like y'all. They're just here to have a good time. They want to have a good time with me. I want to have a good time with them. Let's do it. What is stopping us? Nothing. Do I have the materials in my head? Hell yeah, I do. Do I have funny little quips and quaps to say to the folks in the room? Fuck yeah. So what did I do? I let it roll. I let it ride. I let myself run and have fun and be in the room. So there was a gentleman there with a messy man bun on top of his head. Do I have a messy man bun riff? Hell yeah, I do. Did I used to fuck a man with a messy bun? Yes, I did. If you've been following me and my stories for a while, you know the pirate tar. He had the messy bun. He even had a couple of beads in his beards. That's correct. You're hearing me right. And he also fucked a fare in his Uber. So I got to tell them that. And you know, it's all fun and games when you're with your pals and you're just telling some stories and things that you're kind of embarrassed about. And what I realized, and that's taken 20, oh God, cough, cough, some odd years to be doing comedy, is that it's the vulnerability that actually connects you to the crowd. It's the vulnerability that connects you to other human beings. It's us saying, oh man, this is fucking hard, isn't it? And everybody goes, goddamn woman, praise. It is fucking hard. And so getting to a place where I could just open up and be vulnerable with everybody and tell them all the shit that I had been going through with the dudes, with the fucking, you know, how I'm living, you know, being having boys that I like, but also I am using the new opener, you know, hi kids, hi gang, hi everybody, it's your pal Breaking Bad Barbie. And tonight I think I'm Breaking Bad Blondie Barbie because my friend said I look like Blondie, Debbie Harry, you know, a heart of glass. Anyway, so I say, hey, how you doing? It's Breaking Bad Barbie. Listen, it's a sad day for me today. I lost the dream house. What a meth. I tell you, I'm living in the dream van now. What a meth. Hashtag van life. Oh, Breaking Bad Barbie, why are you such a meth? Because it's my brand, I guess. So, you know, things of that nature. So what I'd like to say is trust yourself. If you do something in the arts, music, accounting, I don't know, trust yourself. If you're going to do some things that you think, I'm having a second thought on this. Trust yourself. You know, just throw yourself into it and have a good time. If it's good for you, and then it's going to be good for us. You know what I mean? Like, spread the fucking goodness is what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. Come stas. Hey, I got a flyer from a girl on the train. That's right, a subway stranger gave me a flyer for a psychic. Now, she didn't work for the psychic. She had just been to the psychic. And the psychic's name is Anna. And Anna is in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn, over here nearby where I live. And Anna, they said Anna was the shit, man. Anna knew so many details. It wasn't just a vague kind of Anna, you know, was like, oh, you're having a hard time at work. I see you don't like your boyfriend right now. You know, like it wasn't general shit. It was like real specific. And they said, yeah. And then they gave me the flyer. They said, you should go see her. Definitely go see her. So shit, yes, of course I went to see her because I wanted to report back to y'all and tell you, oh my God, Anna, amazing. Or Anna, meh, Nana. You know what I mean? But I went, your pal Jess, I took the stairs. I went up to Anna's office space where the big palm, you know, where all the stuff is on the palm. And I knocked and I rang the bell. And I feel like, you know what I feel? I feel like fortune tellers and psychics are a lot like cops. Like, they're always around when you really don't care or need them. And then when you're like, hey, I could really use some help right now, and nowhere to be found. It's fucking hello, hello. You know, just tumbleweeds, for Christ's sakes. Tumbleweeds in Brooklyn, Jess? Well, let's just imagine. So I'm up in Anna's area. Sounds a little as a porn movie I saw was Anna's area. Anna's anal area. Anyway, I was there. No one answered. I called. No one answered the phone. I thought, now, come on. And you know what Anna would say? It wasn't meant to be. You are not meant to see me this day. So come back again, Jesse. Perhaps another day you will be lucky and get a reading from Anna. Because today it's not your day. So I didn't get a fortune reading from Anna because, well, they pretended not to be home. You know, you never, there's people always in those areas. There's always somebody back there. Don't lie to me. You hear the dog barking. You see like a grandma cleaning something. You're like, hey, is Anna, can she read? There's a palm out here that needs reading. Anna. Anyway, no Anna. So I didn't get a reading. But what I did do was, okay. So for Labor Day, all right, Labor Day, it's important to us, especially now. We're on strike. I'm in a union. I'm in a couple of unions. We're on strike. You got to stand strong, union strong, stand with the strikes. Yeah. So Labor Day, what do you do on Labor Day? Well, in New York City, well, in Brooklyn, Eastern Parkway, last year I went Labor Day to the West Indian Day Parade. Oh, let me tell you. Yes, right. Steel drum, jerk chicken, feathered women, hot stuff, dancing, a lot of drums. Beautiful, amazing, beautiful outfits. It's very resembly of Rio, you know, Rio and the Carnival. Very much that same kind of outfit situation, same kind of vibe. I mean, I've never been to Rio, but it's what I hear, and I've seen the pictures. So I went last year to Eastern Parkway to enjoy the West Indian Day Parade. And I'm an old school New Yorker, so, you know, I had been there a million years ago, and it had been mostly West Indian folk, you know, from the islands, and everybody waved the flag, and Tobago, Trinidad, and Jamaica, and, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. It was fucking beautiful. But last year, really not, it was very, a lot of white ladies with their strollers. Wave the flag? Like, what flag was that? It's like the nursery flag. I don't know. It wasn't. And then Eric Adams, the mayor right now, who's a policeman, who I'm not a fan. And he had a float, and the cops, the NYPD had a float. I was like, this is not the New York that I remember. Because in the old New York, you know, I think I mentioned this before to you guys, but I know how different the fucking city is because I sit on the train and I listen to people jump-a-jump-a-jump-a-talk-a-talk-a-talk-a, and then the police come on. And in the old days, the cops came on, you shut the fuck up. You don't want the fucking cops, you hear nothing you're talking about. And now, the people just keep on chatting. Oh, just chatting it up, chatty, chatty Kathy's over there and fucking Ken's just chatting it the fuck up. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Did you see the fucking cops are here? So, you know, an old New Yorker. Anyway, I didn't go back this year to the West Indian Day Parade on Eastern Parkway. That's a lot of directions. And what I did instead, very opposite, like the complete opposite, I think you could have done. I went to, I got hair in my mouth. I cut my bangs before I did this. And cutting my bang bangs, gang gangs. No cap. Are you valid? Are you valid? Rice over. Chicken over. Rice. Anyway. Yes. I went to Staten Island. Staten Island. The exact opposite of the West Indian Day Parade. Staten Island. Home of where most of the police live. Staten Island. You have to take a boat there. It's a faraway place. It's another island, but it's still, it's quite far. Anyways, I did. I took a train to a boat to a train, and then we got picked up in a car. So it was really, to all my friends who maybe live upstate or a couple hours away, I'm so sorry that I haven't seen you yet or you're home yet because good for fucking grief. I goddamn went across water in a boat to see a friend's backyard. Now, I mean, I saw the whole house, but it was a fantastic time. A lot of comedians. It was a good time. Hilarious. But, you know, comedians. I mean, can you imagine? I'm not like this. I mean, maybe I am with you and like a few of my closest friends. You know, I'll say whatever. You know, but if there's a whole other crew of chickeny types, I'm probably going to be pretty quiet. The most fun was posing in the weed garden. There was a big weed garden that the wife, you know, my friend told me go pose in the weed garden. That was a delight. And then we were smoking a lot of weed because the husband who grows all the weed doesn't smoke any of the weed. So goddamn, roll it up, pass it up. So he was passing it over and we're smoking a lot. So that was some fun stuff. But the most fun was getting my hair braided. Yes. The hostess with the mostest, she was so, she's the best. And she French braided everybody's hair. Now, some of the girls just got three French braids on the side. Some of them got the full head. I went for the full James Franco Spring Breakers, you know, cornrow or French braid, whatever. What do you want to call them? I call them French braids because I'm not on the yard. And so a bunch of us had the braids. And then another woman came out of the house and she goes, what is this, the cast from Set It Off? I'm pausing for laughter because that shit was hilarious. I mean, Set It Off. Have you seen that movie? It's a film, really. One of my top 10. I'm not even lying to you. I know I would never lie to you. You know this. I love Set It Off. Queen Latifah, come on. Jada Pinkett, before Smith came along, get motherfucking wife's name out of your mouth. Yee. So they all work at a laundry. It's a couple other ladies. I can't remember their names off the top of my heads, but it's a great movie. And let me tell you something. When I had my blonde braids in and she said, Set It Off, without missing a beat, I said, I want to be Ursula. Because Ursula, if you remember, if you know the movie as well as I do, Ursula was the beautiful girlfriend of Queen Latifah. That is correct, my friends. Gorgeous bleached hair with the braids and the, yeah, Queen Latifah's girl. And speaking of Queen Latifah, the queen, UNITY, that's a unity. I have to just applaud this bitch to say, George Bish, for saying that Set It Off was her favorite film to do because she was able to actually be herself. Aw, come on now, queen. Butch ass queen. I love her so much. Anyway, so yeah, so my Labor Day consisted of, you know, a train, a boat. Like I was doing labor. Like I was like walking for a cause. Like taking, let me take as many fucking planes, trains, and automobiles as a bitch can take so that I can say, hey, thank you, labor unions. Thank you so much. So that's what I did. What else did I do this week that I haven't seen my babies that I've missed y'all so much? Okay, how much can you see? You can't see it, but what had happened was, I'll tell you. Okay. I reconnected with a friend of mine who's also a comedian person, and he is a fucking delight. And let me tell you something. He is a divine gentleman. He's a divine human. He's fucking hysterical and smart and funny. Let me say, not hard on the eyes. Let me tell you. Anyway. I went to go meet up with him at a club that he was working at last week because I want to also work at said club. So I went and I saw him and we talked, but I mean, we talked like, I mean, like we talked, like we talked, like there was like some connection, you know what I mean? There's not skin to skin connection, but like a soul connection. And it was so beautiful. We connected on so many things. And at one point I said, oh my God, I could talk to you all night. And then there was a pause. And then all I could hear in my head was, I could talk to you all night. I could talk to you all night. I could talk to you all night. Like thirsty, thirsty. And then I was like, calm down. There's no thirst here. You're just being honest. This is your friend. It's not a thirsty trap. Trappy, thirsty, trap. Okay, so bees in the trap, bees in the trap. So I then stayed for the second set. And let me tell you something about this fella. A wonderful fucking material, but some of the material was like, hey, like, you know, talking about therapy. But talking about therapy, like some of my comedian friends talk about cocaine, because yes, the friends that talk about cocaine know that there's probably going to be some cocaine for them when they get off stage. Now the therapy, you know what's going to be off stage, which that's a big wet pussy. That's a whap, whap, whap waiting on you. So I was like, ah, and it kind of worked on me too. And I was like, what is this blasted feeling here? Here's my friend and I shall not be moist in the areas. Dan, get the fuck out of here if you can't handle the word moist. You need to calm down. You know how many horrible words there are out there? Here, I'll give you one right now. Gunt. You fucking kidding me? You know, it's those fuckers that, you know, they're not afraid to say gunt. They're not afraid to say fupa, but they can't say moist. Fuck you. That's all I have to say about that. Swoosh. Ow. I whip my hair back and forth. So, yeah. So, I realized I was having like a feeling. Like a feeling. And then I realized when I was talking to my friends about it, I was like, but he asked me how I was. Like, the bar is so low is what I mean. The bar is very low for the attraction to happen. Like, he asked me how my week was and what I was doing for next week. Like, are you fucking kidding me? So all people have to do is ask you your plans for the week, Jessica, and your fucking pussy gets wet? Like, what? How abused have you been? Like, what the fuck is the matter? You know, so, but look, I'm just being real. This is like the bottom. Like, I think that women, a lot of women, I don't want to make a blanket statement. I don't want to put, and you know, rest in peace, Angela Lozado, who once told me, don't put your shit on other people. Don't project your shit on others. And I really don't want to. So I will just say that for me, when I feel like someone is actually taking like a true interest and really like paying attention, like noticing what your likes or dislikes are or following up on shit, I'm like, you know what I mean? And that's just, I think that's just human fucking nature. I'm not into that shit of like, you don't want to talk to me. Like, you act too cool. You don't want to talk to me. I don't that. And you know what? If you like back off from me, I'm like, okay, I'm so quick to just be like later, you know? And that's why I knew, like, when I went home, I was like, it's Jessica, you can't fuck around with a coworker. You know what I mean? Like, if you work with somebody and you let them inside, you can't get, inserting themselves into you, it's going to make shit different. It's just is. Like, we can't even help it. It's just physiological. And, you know, I know a lot of people out there, women included, y'all say, oh, no, I could totally just get mine. Just get my rocks off. Just get my fuck on. Like, and then when he doesn't text you back, and then what? Or she doesn't text you back, and then what? You know what I mean? Talk to me then. So, anyway, it really makes you look at yourself, though. You know what I was really proud of? Like, I could beat myself up and say, bitch, don't fucking think of that. You stay away, and that's not, you can't, don't, what are you thinking? I don't want to talk to myself like that. You know how I talk to myself? I said, wow, Jess, look at that. Isn't that interesting? How quickly you were like, ooh, la, la, la. You know, instead of just being like, what a nice person. How lovely, how helpful, what a grand friend, you know what I mean? What a smart, lovely human to have in my corner. Would I like him in my corner of my vagina? Yes, but do I, no, should we go? So I say, ooh, look at you. Interesting how that worked. Just keeping an eye on ourselves, that's all. Not acting impulsively, you know, out of just like need or old pattern shit. Like, are you kidding me? I used to have a joke about going on dates. And I said, dates, I don't even know what a date is. A date to me was like a compliment and a joint. And I'm blowing you in the corner. And that's terrifying. Even though, yes, people would laugh and we'd all laugh. Ha ha ha. Joint and a compliment. Blowing him in the corner. Ha ha ha. Then you go home and cry in the kitchen. You know. Ha ha ha. Speaking of crying in the kitchen, see, these transitions are seamless. Shout out to all those babies last night in the audience that were so fucking cute. My girls, I can't remember anybody's name, but they were so fucking adorable. And my baby boy with his messy bun. Oh, my God. And then my little man at the end who was like, loved Breaking Bad and Barbie. And so he was really into me, Breaking Bad, Barbie. I'm just saying this all. I just wanted to say thank you again to them because there are special people out there. And if you open yourself up, you will get a lot of love. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to be anxious and be like, oh, my God, this guy asked me how I am. Everybody, we can all be kind to each other. I'm sure people fall in love with me every day. I'm sure there's 7 people in this room right now, this fucking chat, that's in love. I can't help it. And love me. I love you back. How about that? It's true love. Every love but true love. Love for sale. Hey, crush much? Anyways, listen, you know how I always like to give you a little review of something that I've watched? Well, this week is nothing different. I did watch something this week, so thank you for thank you for asking. I watched that movie called I wrote it down. See, I have notes. The thing is a lot of people go, Jess, your show, it's so ADHD. Your show, you always go wildly off the rails. No. I always get back and I always finish my points. And listen, I'm allowed to show you, for those of you just listening to audio, did you hear the paperwork? Anyway, the movie's called Don't Worry, Darling. And it's the Olivia Wilde movie that she directed. Remember the Olivia Wilde movie? Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? You do. Okay. So Olivia Wilde directed this movie called Don't Worry, Darling. What just happened? Oh, I fixed the thing. Because the thing was like, I felt like, could you see the reflection of that? I feel like I'm in prison in the 1920s with this dress on. I'm like shoveling rocks. I'm breaking rocks in this dress. What the fuck is this dress? You can bag on me. It's okay. I don't mind. And I can't read any of the comments because it gets me so... I'm already very distracted, but I like it when you comment. And I love it when you DM me and you want to tell me some things or ask me about things or suggest things for me also. Okay, so Don't Worry, Darling is the movie that Olivia Wilde directed, and it's got Harry Styles in it. And I bring that up because Harry Styles, he's a fucking musician. Also, but here's the thing. Here's the tea on this one. And you probably already know because it's old news because this movie came out a while ago. But because I don't like to mention the streamers. Fuck those guys. We're striking against them. So I don't mention what it's on, but I'll mention I watched it. It's my way of rebelling. Don't Worry, Darling, Harry Styles, a few other great, and Olivia Wilde is in it as well. But the juice, the tea, the spilling of it all, Olivia Wilde had the affair with Harry Styles on this movie. Yeah, that's right. And everyone was like, she's so much older than he is. She's like 40 and he's like 25. And I was like, oh, that's my type. That's my type. Actually, the guy that I told you I just had a crush on for a second, he's age appropriate. Oh my God. Oh my God, you guys, that's like so different for me. What am I getting healthy? What am I getting healthier in front of you? I can't even believe it. Anyway, so Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde, they hooked up in this movie, but not in the movie. Not the movie doesn't have them hooking up, which is weird because usually you're like, you're on a set and someone's your love interest, then you get to hook up with them, and then you're like, you know what? This love interest is pretty lovely. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I'm looking at you, Brad Pitt. And, well, a million other people, but this movie is good, you all. It is good. Oh, it's good. Yeah. Oh, and I saw Nope. Okay, so I've seen some thrillers. So Nope, Jordan Peele. Oh, my goodness. Kiki Palmer. She does such a good job. And then I saw this Don't Worry, Darling. What the fuck? Everything is fucking with us. Like, I'm not going to spoiler alert anything, but just Nope and Don't Worry, Darling. The thing they have in common is we have no idea as humans living on this earth right now, this planet, who we are. This might even just be a simulation. Like, we have no fucking idea. Not any idea. Have you watched the new Black Mirror episodes? Everyone hates Joan. Joan is awful. That one, Joan is awful. Good grief. It's like you question your fucking, like, is this, you know, you question it all. Anyway, I guess my lesson from this week's situations, all the things I've watched and things I've done, we don't even know if this is all, if this is real. So we might as well have a good ass fucking time. If you're not hurting yourself and you're not hurting anybody else, you better keep on doing what you're doing. What are you, sleeping a little later? What are you, going out a little later? What are you, hanging out with some people that make you laugh a lot but don't question you about what the fuck you do for a living? Yes, do those things. You know what I noticed? The reason I think I connect with so many people from stage when I'm doing the stand-ups recently is because I'm treating it like the fucking grid went down and we're all around a campfire and we're all just fucking here to try to get a laugh, because this world right here, Macalana Chronicite. And if you know, you know. What in the fucking world? So, who knows? I don't know. But obviously, we don't know. But you know what? You know what we do know? Big love. Hey, Schnecky. Big fucking love. And gratitude is fucking great. Gratitude always works. And enjoying it, being present as much as possible, being mindful, present, watching out how you feel about things around people, around different stuff, talking to people. How do you feel afterwards? Do you ever check in with yourself? Have you taken a good deep breath lately? Like all that kind of stuff. Are you drinking enough water? Look at this. I got the water. I got the breath about me. I just want to be here and take you with me on this silly, sassy, fun, sexy journey that is, you know, life, right? All right. Hey, somebody clip a picture of that and send it to me, because I can't see shit. I'm in a whole different setup right here, and the computer is glaring in my eye. My eyes is glaring from the computer. All right, well, we started with a pirate and we're ending with a pirate, y'all. Listen, it's been so fun, as usual. I'm so glad that you all hung around with me. And, hey, let me know if this is a good time for you. Whoa! See what I mean? What is your favorite time? Because I think I'm going to be working on Tuesdays now at the work. So Friday nights, should we meet? Unless I have a show, unless I have to go and meet up with somebody and have a show. Get your mind out the gutters. All right, don't get your mind out of the gutters. Do what makes you feel happy. And you know what? Dress how you feel happiest. There's no such thing as dressing too young, too sexy, too fucking whatever the thing is that people don't like. I mean, even when I had my braids, you know, for a moment I thought, oh man, these French braids, white people, they're mad at me. It's a cultural. And then, who did I see? A bunch of delightful, handsome gentlemen who were all rocking the same style as me. And we gave each other hellos. That's right. You just keep saying hi to people when they say hi to you. And, you know, I mean, unless they're like, hi, you know. Stay away from, I mean, I know I do that a lot, but we have a distance. From a distance. I love you so much for watching. I love you for listening. And you know what I ask? I don't ask for money for this. This is a free shindig. You know what I would ask you for? Please share the show. Share it with your friends. Tell people how much it makes you laugh and or just makes you feel good, or you think, what the fuck, check out this lady, she's crazy. Not crazy, but like crazy in a good way, like you know. And so all the things, like, don't suck a dick you don't like, don't lick a pussy you don't like, don't make out with someone, don't do shit you don't like. Make sure you make time for you and things that you love, things that make you feel good, because if you don't, who will, motherfuckers? Okay? So, bien, bien, and au revoir, motherfuckers. Love you. Au revoir, motherfuckers. Share the show and tag a few friends. Share the show and tag a few friends. I said I'll share that show and tag a few friends. Yeah, that show and tag a